You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to a pasture walk this week to learn more about innovative grazing practices. The pasture walk will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Grazing Acre Farms in Chautauqua. Topics covered during the event will include information on livestock manure and soil health, as well as forage practices for the fall and winter. Following the pasture walk, attendees will also have a chance to network with other grazers and discuss additional ways to improve their own operations. Xcel Energy officials are warning Trigo area residents that they will be testing the failure system at the Trigo Dam on Monday. According to a press release, the roughly 90-second test will occur at around 11 a.m. on Monday in coordination with the Washburn County Emergency Management, the National Park Service, and local officials. Area residents may hear a distinctive siren as well as a voice message advising them that the alarm is only a test. An actual dam failure would feature a more direct message advising residents to seek higher ground as soon as possible. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the federal government. According to a press release, the lawsuit seeks to block new restrictions on federal funding meant to support victims of domestic violence and other crimes that were imposed by the U.S. Department of Justice. The coalition is challenging a restriction that would require crime victims to be screened for their immigration status before they could receive the legal services that may be available under the Victims of Crime Act. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation that would allow academic institutions to face legal consequences for free speech violations on campus. Among the potential consequences public universities could face are two-year tuition freezes, legal damages, and a requirement to state their free speech violation on admission documents for the following 4 years. The universities would also be required to provide annual instruction on the First Amendment and conduct surveys on academic freedom and political biases every 2 years. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it has issued air quality violation notices to a Superior oil refinery. The Superior Refining Company, purchased by Cenovus Energy in 2021, has allegedly received 27 violations over the last 2 years, including failing to limit emissions of sulfur dioxide and greenhouse gases. Company officials say the violations stem from short-term issues related to a rebuilding project following a 2018 explosion at the facility. The EPA also issued a high-priority violation for the site. With the contested case hearing for Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline relocation project set to wrap up this week, DNR officials say the company exceeded environmental standards for the issued permits. Tribal officials and conservation activists challenged those permits, arguing the relocation still puts area wetlands at risk in case of an oil spill. Earlier this week, DNR staff argued the company had met or exceeded all of the best management practices associated with the plan, including over 200 permit conditions issued by the agency. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to create a statewide registry for Parkinson's disease. The registry would be established through the Department of Population Health Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and include annual reports on the prevalence of the neurological disease. The hope is increased tracking of Parkinson's could help researchers identify potential contributing factors like environmental conditions. Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disease after Alzheimer's. One person was killed and two injured following a shooting near Candy Lane in Barron County on Wednesday afternoon. Sheriff's office officials say a male victim was pronounced deceased at the scene and a female victim was transported to the hospital. They also say the alleged suspect was taken to a medical facility due to an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. During the investigation, authorities also learned a graphic video of the shooting had been uploaded on Snapchat, which could have been seen by some school district of Turtle Lake students. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are now accepting applications for the Food Security and Wisconsin Products Grant Program. The program seeks to provide funding for nonprofit food assistance organizations to purchase food from Wisconsin producers and processors. $10 million of funding was allocated to continue the program in the new biennial state budget. Applications to receive a portion of the $5 million in funding available this year will be accepted until November 5th. Healthcare organizations across Wisconsin are now offering the updated COVID-19 vaccine. As colder weather settles in across the state and people spend more time indoors, respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 are likely to become more common again. Major pharmacy chains have already received the updated vaccine, and now organizations like UW Health are scheduling appointments for residents. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers also recently issued an executive order to ensure the COVID vaccine remains available for all residents and is covered through insurance. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for game one of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. It's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? There is a nice variety of films headed to your local screen. What would Halloween season be without a ghost in the theaters? The ghost is Casper and compliments of a re-release from 1995 to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the mediocre film, which drew barely 50% fresh reviews according to Rotten Tomatoes. Dwayne Johnson stars as UFC fighter Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine, a historical drama that's pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bone Lake is a horror thriller that finds two couples spending a weekend sharing a lakeside home. The film is crushing with critics and currently pulling a 94% on the tomato meter. Good Boy follows canine hero Indy in this rated PG thriller that is also a critic's darling at 91%. It's hard to go wrong with a canine hero. Let's go to the movies. The great part is you just won $1 million on Wheel of Fortune, making yourself the biggest winner ever. The tough part? You filmed the episode in May and had to keep it a secret from your boyfriend and family for 4 months. 34-year-old Christina Derevyanik of Connecticut had just started dating the boyfriend and managed to keep everything on the QT. She held a watch party in Stamford and her boyfriend found out while watching in Boston. Derevyanik also says, like most people who win a lot of money, she is not quitting her job, at least not until the boss refuses her raise. If you're looking for a film to watch at home this weekend, check out Caught Stealing. The Darren Aronofsky-directed film is a good caper about an ex-baseball player who gets mixed up with gangsters thanks to his goofy neighbor. The film stars Zoe Kravitz and Austin Butler, and it's definitely worth a look. Caught Stealing is now available to stream at home on video on demand. Tilly Norwood is an AI performer who has her own Instagram account and whose creator says she will be signed by a talent agency soon. Two big talent agencies in LA have already said they will not sign AI performers. Now Screen Actors Guild president Sean Astin, known for his role in The Goonies and Rudy, says human actors have all the leverage because that is who audiences want to see. Astin says he will do everything he can to protect SAG actors. Leonardo DiCaprio is mourning the death of his friend, conservationist Jane Goodall, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 91. Goodall did groundbreaking research involving chimpanzees, transforming people's understanding of animals, and founded the Jane Goodall Institute. DiCaprio served with Goodall on the United Nations Messengers of Peace and called her a true hero for the planet and a dear friend. The two teamed up on the movie Howl, which is currently in production. DiCaprio says his last words to his friend were, "You are my hero." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.